Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. A major step has been taken towards establishing a supervised drug injection site in Timmins. Council has approved spending just over $1 million for its first year of operation, but that money isn't coming from general tax revenue. CAO Dave Landers says it's money the city made from the federal government for hosting forest fire and flood evacuees.
Those funds we would have earmarked for some sort of emergency management activity, whether it's training or whatnot. This is the emergency in front of us and probably is consuming us.
Per capita, Timmins has Canada's worst rate of opioid overdose deaths. There are no new COVID-19 cases in our region to report today for the fifth straight day, and six more are resolved, bringing the number currently active down to eight. All the relevant testing and vaccination numbers are over on our website. All 39 miners who were trapped in a mine west of Sudbury are now back on the surface. The last of them emerged around 5 this morning after spending more than 2 days underground. United Steelworkers Union Local 6500 represents 30 of the workers. President Nick LaRochelle says the union is immensely grateful for the tireless work of the rescue crews who helped bring everyone up safely. The company, Valet, says all of the miners are now home, safe and healthy. LaRochelle says the union and the entire Sudbury community are thanking the rescue workers for their service. We now know why Highway 11 between Cochrane and Driftwood was closed for much of yesterday morning. Provincial police say two transports collided at about 5:30. One of the drivers had to be cut out of his cab and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators continue their work to determine exactly what happened and who's responsible. Finally, this afternoon, with as many as 5,000 people headed to Hollinger Park this weekend for Rock on the River Reconnect, anti-COVID-19 protocols will be in place. Timmins Festival and Events Committee Promotions Director Sean Harris says there is a screening form you can fill out at home via the link on your ticket, or you can scan a QR code at the gate. And don't forget your mask.
Masks are absolutely needed when you cannot social distance. So obviously if you're drinking a beer, you're having something to eat, you can have your mask off. But when you're not doing that, you should have your mask on.
Parking is another issue. Harris says Park Road Square is private property, so don't park there. The municipal lot between Spruce and Pine Streets is only a short walk from the venue. And Harris encourages being dropped off and picked up to limit traffic and eliminate drinking and driving. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.